Today on Press TV, as Egypt's interim government unveils its new cabinet, the Muslim Brotherhood says officials' national reconciliation proposal is just a lie. The Brotherhood's political wing, the Freedom and Justice Party, says the new government has not proposed any posts to the group. The United Nations Refugee Chief Antonio Guterres has described the refugee crisis in Syria the worst in the world since the 1994 genocide in Rwanda. Guterres says Syria's neighbors have registered nearly 1.8 million refugees ever since the conflict broke out in Syria more than 2 years ago. At least 9 people have been killed, nearly 30 others wounded in a series of terrorist attacks across Iraq. The deadliest attack took place in Mordadia, north of the capital of Baghdad, when a bomb explosion killed 6 worshippers in a mosque. Israel has expressed anger over a new European Union decision to cut funding to Israeli institutions operating in the occupied Palestinian territories as of 2014. The EU's decision comes as part of efforts to pressure Tel Aviv to end its illegal settlement building in the West Bank. Russian President Vladimir Putin has watched his country's largest military drill since the fall of the Soviet Union. The maneuvers are being held in Russia's Far East near the border with Japan. Moscow and Tokyo are at loggerheads over a set of islands in the Pacific Ocean. Police in the U.S. state of California arrest at least 9 people protesting the non-guilty verdict of a Florida neighborhood watchman in the murder case of a black teenager. Nationwide protests followed a court ruling that cleared George Zimmerman of all charges for his fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin in 2012. Nineteen U.S. organizations have filed lawsuits in the California federal court against the National Security Agency, claiming its spy program violated their constitutional rights. This is the latest in a string of legal actions since a former CIA contractor disclosed Washington's mass spy program at home and abroad. At least 16 children die and 80 others are hospitalized for food poisoning in India's eastern Bihar state. The food was provided in a school under the Indian government's developmental scheme. Bihar is considered one of India's poorest states and the most populous. Those are the latest here on Press TV.